resting with your experience. Abide and connect feeling, being with whatever experience is offered, however your breath is offered, however your body is presenting itself. Exploring an intimacy with your human experience, this human life, this human experience. Many aspects of experience to be aware of. The breath. The body. The sensations in the body. Feelings of pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Perhaps also aware of thoughts, emotions, and then how are you aware of it? The other day, Gil used the analogy of the hand that contacts experience, and then recognizing that that's not the entirety of the experience, what's being felt by the hand, but also how is the hand? The open hand, perhaps, or the closed hand. This is an aspect of our practice that can be supported by the exploration of the third foundation of awareness of mind states. Maybe this morning, maybe thinking of it more as states of heart. Beginning to recognize how our heart meets experience is a different skill than recognizing what awareness knows. It's a broader, perhaps, kind of experience, something more akin to how we know it's foggy outside when we go outside through our pores. The feeling of the moisture in the air is a three-dimensional experience, not an independent, like pointing to, oh, this is the sensation that tells me it's foggy outside. Awareness of mind states has more that kind of quality. Awareness of how the mind is meeting experience has more that kind of quality. And so it can feel more like settling back and opening not trying to look right at how the mind is, but more it more comes in the peripheral attention that we've been talking about. And so what's happening right now in your experience? You're noticing body, breath. And as you're noticing that, whatever is kind of obvious in this moment, whatever the attention is noticing and connecting with, in the periphery, can there be a sense or a curiosity of, and how is the mind with this? How is the heart with this? Maybe thinking of it as heart gives us a different way into feeling this kind of awareness. A thought arises, perhaps a memory of friends, and it comes along with feelings of connectedness and love in the heart. Aware of thought and how the heart is. Maybe beginning to explore, even if it's in the periphery, the feeling in the heart. Let that fill your awareness. It's a feeling of being with, rather than looking at. like that fog. There are many different experiences in that heart recognition, the state of heart. As with the hand meeting experience. Maybe the hand is reaching towards something. There's the thing it's reaching towards, and then there's the experience of reaching, of being pulled. Or perhaps there's a contractedness of the hand around what's experienced. So too our heart can feel pulled or resistant or contracted or open, peaceful, calm, delighted, confused. And this state of heart can be felt. For myself, this was a skill that took some time to learn. And so if it's not obvious, or you just get little whiffs of it, that's okay. Just continue your practice. Of noticing what you are aware of. And maybe from time to time, just checking in. And how is the heart with this? And not looking for an answer so much, but maybe be willing to be shown by your heart how it is.